Right now, I do believe we do have Arjun on the line. Arjun, of course, is in Jaisalmer, India. We're here in Sharon, Connecticut. And it's time to see if we can go around the world. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning.
Or halfway Hello. Around the world. Hello. Are you there?
Hello, yes. I'm actually, I'm at the school. We have Independence Day preparation. So tomorrow, 15th of August. So I'm at school preparing for all those things because we have some cultural programs in the morning and villagers are coming there. So it's like a big day for all of us, for all the Indians on 15th of August, 1947, we got freedom. So that is in the schools, we are going to celebrate it. And I'm just getting ready for all those things. Students are very excited. So I'm still at the school right now.
And what about, why is the connection so good?
Well, on these very special days, like when we have elections, when we have some national holidays, then we get a special service for electricity, for water, and for even for the network.
That seems unfair.
But it happens. Well, at that time, you really get, because I think all the companies, and they get special directions for that time, and they do their best, they give their best service at that time. And that is the special time when there's no any power cut in these time. If you have some special events like holidays or like that, then they can't cut your electricity and they can't do anything. So you get everything. Like tomorrow, I think when we have an Independence Day program, there will be no any chance of power cut at that time, because there will be huge programs on in the stadiums, at the district headquarters, even in the towns there, so everywhere. So we are going to celebrate it tomorrow in the morning there. And well, students, they are just getting ready for last couple of weeks. They are preparing for that, like, cultural program, some of them for the speech. The villagers will come there. And even the school administration, they need, we want the community to come. And if they have any suggestions for the school, and if we want to tell some parents, then so it will be just a person-to-person meeting tomorrow. So it's going to be a very big, big day. And we were waiting for the last couple of weeks for that, and now we are ready for that.
That is interesting. I just guess I'm a little amazed about the fact that it can work. It's just that most of the time it doesn't. My mind has a little bit, my mind is flashing. It's going, okay. So how does one just basically mentally adjust to, hey, it works during elections and it works during important holidays, you know, when as a nation we all get together, essentially.
Actually, but it's just like, just like that, for example, we can't go on ops, on holiday, on leave, because we have a particular directions that on 15th of August, no any, if you are on a medical leave, if you are hospitalized, that's the only option that you can't go to the school. Otherwise, everyone has to go to the school. So even for that, you can't say that I have an urgent work at my home, so I can't come to the school. No, you can't say like that, because this is a special time. It's like we have national holidays. So you must go to the school. Even for the students, you can't say that I'm not coming to the school tomorrow because I have to go to the town or I have to do this or that. So this is the special time. When I was in the school, I learned these things that at that time, you can't say that I'm not coming to the school. Even the teachers, if they have any urgent work, but no, they stop it for this special time. If during the elections, this is the only chance. For example, if you are just appointed as a officer or as a employee in the elections there, you are going to just conduct the elections there, you're working in the elections office there, or you are working at the booth there. So the only thing is that if you are in the hospital, then you can say that no. And even if you are in the hospital, then you will have to get permission from the doctors, from the boards. You need a certificate to just submit in the election officer that you are not able to come to the office for that. Otherwise, we learned I'm about 45 years old, and I know these things that you can't say no. So we know these things, and that's why there is no any question that why it is not this day today. So everything is ready for that. Even electricity department, water department, any communication department, schools, hospitals, they all are on alert on these very special time. So you can't say that, for example, on the same day, if the district collector comes to my school, and if he finds any teacher is not present there, Definitely terminated. So no chance at all. So very alert, I think, very special day. And it's not by force, but we just learn these things that, yes, on this very special day, we know the importance of that day. And so that's why we, not by force, but willingly, everybody is at on the duty there on that day.
Hmm. All right. And then the following day, it's all over?
Oh, yes. Next day, then it's again just like ordinary and common day. So the people, they just, because it's for last couple of weeks, everyone is working hard in everywhere, in the offices, in the departments, especially in the schools, because at the district level, all the schools are invited at one particular place, like in a stadium there. So all the students will go there to participate. All the teachers will be there. The parents will go at the, but in the school, like the village where I teach, so all the villagers will come there. So that's for last couple of weeks. We in last week I went door to door to meet parents and invite them to come on this very special day and let them know about the what the government's policies and projects and in field of education, what we are doing. Like we are giving scholarships to the lower caste and poor people. What are the other projects of the education department? So we have to tell all these things tomorrow to the villagers, so the people will come to know about the government's projects and policies and what opportunities they can have. So this is the time. Everyone is alert on that day. Everyone tries his best to just let the people know that what we are doing, what's going on here. Because and then the next time if you call them, if you invite them, they will not come there. But I think when they come to know, the people say it's a Jhanda Divas, means it's a flag day. So just they all salute it, they all respect it. And so that is the, even the uneducated people, illiterate people, they don't know much about it. But when they come to know that in the school, it's the students will just go for the ceremony, and then there will be a flag will be hoisted there. So everybody likes to come and to be there, to present there. If they have urgent work, they just postpone it and they come. Even the women, the ladies, they like to come there, because that is the day. If you are just going to present a cultural program, even the girls are going to perform a cultural program. They are going to dance. So they say it's okay. Otherwise, on a common day, if the girls, they start dancing or singing, the villagers don't like it. They say, no, it's not good. So on this very special day, you get a special permission, because this is the day when you have to celebrate about your country's, about your nation's freedom. So everybody's ready for that and everybody likes it.
And that's August 15th. All right. And we are very glad that you've got such... Wouldn't it be terrific if you just had this service all the time from the school?
Oh, yes, I think so. Because it's not like for the one day only. We want if it happens 365 days a year. So because it's must and it must be. But it's not very easy to invite all the villagers who are not literate. They are farmers. They are working hard. Especially this is the monsoon time, and we have been waiting for last 8 months. Not even a single drop of water yet. So people have their own problems. They have their own troubles. Looking towards the clouds. Nothing happening here. So because this is the last, I think last month, the August is the month of hope for us. If it doesn't rain in this month, then it's going to be, again, we have to face a frequent drought. So the life is not so easy here. But on this very special day, they forget everything. They say, no, this is the day for the nation, for the country. So they come and... otherwise, it's not easy for on 16th, on 17th, if I go somewhere, they say we are busy in our farms and fields and they are just waiting for the monsoon, all those things. But on 15th of August, everybody. And that is the day when, because tomorrow I'm going to just deliver a speech about the cleanliness. And I have a special drama in my school. Some students are performing, because I think right now what we need is the cleanliness. So the topic of my play tomorrow, the students are going to perform, is that the cleanliness is next to godliness. So I think it will work, and the villagers, they would love it.
Thank you very much. And we will have good luck with everybody, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is Arjun Singh from Jaisalmer, India, as we head around the world here on Robinhood Radio. You can hear Arjun online, on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Around the World with Arjun Singh.